Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, ZZ Top bringing us back. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. One of my favorite bands. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. I'm continuing one more segment, just the two of us. And I wanted to talk about what's going on in Washington today. First, I want to remind you of something I'm sure you already know. If you're a small business, you already know this. Obamacare is a nightmare. Obamacare is a full-fledged, totally discredited failure. Epic proportions failure. And I also want to remind you that in 2009, before it was a law, when they were talking about it, in 2010, when they signed it into law, when we found out what it was going to be, I was here, along with Grace Marie Turner, telling you that it wasn't going to work. And the reason why it wasn't going to work is because, for me, one of the main reasons it was never going to work wasn't because of the exchanges. I didn't understand the exchanges. I didn't know whether they were going to work or not. I didn't like the idea of them because it was government-controlled. But the main reason why I knew it wouldn't work is because of the mandates. And the fact that they were making this new insurance approach looked very much like the old one that I had, which was a health savings account, high deductible, but see, in the old days, the high deductible got me a lower premium. Under Obamacare, the high deductible, my premium went up and my deductible went up. So you see, so I knew that wasn't going to work. You can't have that. And the reason why the premium went up was because of the mandates. There are a dozen, 10 or 12 mandates in the law that every insurance policy had to have. Was required to have, even though you might only need two of them. Why would you buy a policy where you had to pay for eight things or six things that you were physiologically, chronologically unable to use? It would not be possible in the world of natural law for you to be able to use those things, but yet you were having to pay for them. That's a contrived thing. And contrived things typically fail. And that was the point I was making back in those days. And I just have to say, I was right. I predicted Obamacare would fail. I wasn't hoping it would fail because it was Obama's. But I didn't have an opinion about it because it was his bill or the Democrats' bill. I just knew that it didn't work. I can do math, my friends. And so now we have a complete abject thermonuclear meltdown, not only of Obamacare, but in a lot of ways of the insurance industry. It's a nightmare out there what people are dealing with. Now, the Republicans, they've got their own problems. They're annoying me like crazy, like I'm sure they are you. But here's what I want you to take away from what's going on right now. Remember, Washington politics is a kabuki dance. Remember, the Japanese kabuki dance, right? All the actors, male and female, are all males, and they wear these stupid outfits, and they dance around, they jump around, and nobody can figure out what they're really trying to accomplish. That's a kabuki dance. Well, guess what? That's the way Washington is. It really is like sausage. You don't want to see it being made. Well, right now we're seeing a little of that being made. And I want to think that what we're seeing right now is the posturing. And the every member has his or her own agenda for getting reelected, and the other members know that. So if I'm secure in 2018, but you're not, then I can let you be the bad guy or the good guy, depending on how it suits me, to help you get reelected, because I'm not worried about next year. This is the Senate I'm talking about. So this is the way that works. And here's one important thing to point out also. One of the things that happened when they redid Obamacare is that they were able to get a lot of money back that they could use to move things around, basically to buy votes. That's nothing short of buying a vote of this senator or that senator. The Democrats did it. Remember the Louisiana purchase and the Cornhusker trade and the Connecticut deal? They had their own deals. They had to get Obamacare to pass. Remember Landrieu from Louisiana? The Louisiana purchase, they had to give her a bunch of money to get her to vote for Obamacare. It's the same thing happening right now, my friends. The only difference is the Republican bill is based on more market-based solutions and less government. That's the big difference. So I'm hoping, I don't have any great confidence that Republicans are not as good at politics as Democrats are. There's no question about that. But I'm hoping that they'll get their act together and pass this bill this summer so they can get on to tax reform, because we really need them to do both of those. But that's what's going on right now. I think this kabuki dance will sort itself out. I'm praying the Republicans aren't so stupid as to take themselves down without passing this bill. It's not only the right thing for them, it's the right thing for us, my friends. We've got to, piece by piece, we got to take out Obamacare. It is a nightmare. It's been one for me and everybody that I know. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.